Welcome to day 9 of the series of 30 Days to Better Relationships. We're now a third of the way through, so well done for staying the course. Yesterday, we finished looking at habit number 1, be curious, not critical. And today, we start unpacking habit number 2, be careful, not crushing, which is all about how we turn up in a conflict situation and actually how we manage the process and do so effectively. The reality is that whenever there is more than one person doing anything, conflict is inevitable. It's just going to happen. The truth, though, is that conflict in and of itself is not harmful. It actually helps us prioritize. If you just think about what you choose to do when you have conflicting appointments in your diary, for example, it's the conflict that forces you to choose and to get the important things done first. Now, when it comes to people and relationships, especially our most intimate relationships, dealing with conflict can get a whole lot more tricky. And that happens because we have egos and intense emotions that tend to get involved. Now, the way we handle conflict with our partner and the way we treat each other through the process, it can either strengthen or damage the relationship. Now, over the next few days, we're going to be looking at how to use conflict for our benefit, basically looking at how to anticipate it, how to prepare for it, and then how to manage it well and come out strongly or stronger together as a result. Every time we experience conflict, we're basically presented with an opportunity to learn more about each other and to build greater understanding together. And because conflict is inevitable, we really have to develop the skills to handle it well if we're going to get the benefits from it. Over the next few days, we're going to be unpacking habit number 2, starting tomorrow with firstly understanding conflict and then looking at why it really is inevitable. Meanwhile, here's something to think about. How do both you and your partner handle conflict when it arises? Are you generally careful in your response, or could either or both of you benefit from being more careful? Think about that, and we'll pick up the conversation with tomorrow's email. See you then.